This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by Audio Journal. Welcome to Community News, a program sponsored in part by the Lions Clubs of Millbury, Leicester, and Oxford. And thanks to the Memorial Foundation for the Blind and the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind for their ongoing support. In the next hour, I will be reading recent articles about Auburn, Grafton, Millbury, and Sutton from a variety of news sources covering these communities. This is Arnie Wenske. We begin with articles and information and announcements from the town of Auburn. There will be a select board meeting on Monday, May 11th, 2026, starting at 6:30 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Auburn Town Hall, second floor, select board room, 104 Central Street in Auburn. If you're unable to attend in person, you may listen in by dialing the following number, 408-650-3123. Enter access code 983-263-437. Once again, that number, 408-650-3123. Enter access code 983-263-437. The agenda for this meeting on Monday, May 11th, starting at 6:30 p.m., will include the following. First, call the meeting to order, recording announcement. Item 2, Pledge of Allegiance. Item 3, Public Comments. Item 4, Community Organizations. Item 5, Presentations, Public Hearings, including Department Snapshot from the Treasurer-Collector. Item 6, Departmental Items, including Emergency Management, Discussion and Board Vote to Approve the Town of Auburn Comprehensive Emergency Management Plan. Next item under Agenda Item Number 6, Fire Rescue Station Construction Update, followed by Finance ARPA Presentation on HVAC, Heating, Ventilation, and Air Conditioning, and the final item under Agenda Number 6, Recreation Update on Spring and Summer Activities within the Recreation Division. Item 7 will be Communications. Agenda Item 8, Select Board General Items, including Proclamations and Recognitions, Presentation of Proclamation to Designate May 14th, 2026, Apraxia Awareness Day in Auburn. Gift acceptances in accordance with Mass General Law, Chapter 44. Item 9 of the agenda, Town Manager items, including discussion and board vote to approve the fiscal year 2027 Town Manager Goals and Objectives. Also, discussion and board vote on fall special town meeting timeline. Item 10 on the agenda, table items. Item 11, member items, discussion and vote on an issuance of a recognition for Dr. Chamberlain in honor of her retirement and many years of service to the Auburn Public Schools and community as a whole. This will be introduced by Todd Durain. And item 12, public comments. Item 13, minutes, including March 23rd, 2026, March 30th, 2026, and April 13th, 2026. Final item, adjourn. This submitted by Ann Cavanaugh, Select Board Chair for the Town of Auburn. Following announcements are from the Town of Auburn. Beginning with early voting will be on Saturday, May 9th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please go to the second floor of the Town Hall for early voting. Once again, that's early voting on Saturday, May 9th from 8 to 5 p.m. at Town Hall, 104 Central Street. Please call 508-832-7701. With any questions. Next, 2026 town election dates. Last day for filing objections was Thursday, April 16th. Annual town meeting at the high school auditorium was at 6 p.m. on May 5th. Last day to register to vote and in person. Early voting, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Town Hall, Saturday, May 9th. Campaign finance reports, townwide only, 8-day report. May 11th. That's Monday, May 11th. Last day to request mail-in ballot for 5 p.m. on May 12th. That's Tuesday, May 12th. Annual town election precincts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Auburn High School gym from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That on Tuesday, May 19th. That is the annual town election. And then campaign finance reports due 30-day report on at 4 p.m. on Thursday, June 18th. Please call with any questions, 508-832-7701. Our next announcement from the town of Auburn, dated May 7th. The Senior Center is hiring a program coordinator. The program coordinator is responsible for various programs' administrative tasks, including creating and implementing new and ongoing programs, managing My Senior Center database, newsletter preparation and distribution, general administration, and assisting the director of the Senior Center and other staff as directed. There is a description. The hourly pay is $25 an hour, and this will be a 32-hour per week work week for anyone. And for consideration, please contact the Senior Center, and they will give you more details and access to a full job description if you are interested. Once again, that Senior Center number, 508-832-7799. Our next announcement from the town of Auburn, dated June 8th, Household Hazardous Waste Day. This is sponsored by the town of Auburn Board of Health. This event is open to Auburn residents only. Please bring an ID. Please note multiple drop-off locations for this event. The town reserves the right to refuse any item deemed not suitable for this program. Residential waste only, no businesses. Once again, Saturday, June 6th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., hazardous waste drop-off at the DPW Yard, 5 Milbury Street in Auburn. The acceptable items will include acids, batteries, corrosives, flammables, herbicides and pesticides, holiday string lights, household chemicals and cleaners, mercury-containing items, motor oil and automotive fluids, paints, oil-based only, no latex, stains and thinners, poisons, tires, weed killer, wood preservatives. Items not accepted include asbestos, ammunition and explosives, commercial waste, latex or acrylic paint, PCBs, radioactive materials, reactive or unstable materials, unknown or unlabeled materials, and finally, sharps and medications. Sharps can be brought to the fire rescue headquarters, and medications can be brought to the police stations. Electronics can be dropped off at Town Hall, 104 Central Street. Electronics will be collected for a donation. Proceeds go to the Masonic Charities. And propane tanks and fire extinguishers drop off at the fire headquarters on 47 Auburn Street. If you have more questions, please call the Board of Health at 508-7703 with any questions about the waste collection, which is on Saturday, June 6, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Our next announcement from the town of Auburn, HomeWorks Energy to boost community energy efficiency press release. The town of Auburn is taking a significant step towards sustainability by partnering with HomeWorks Energy to enhance residential energy efficiency across the community. Working alongside MassSave sponsors National Grid and Eversource, the town is committed to empowering residents with tools and resources to reduce energy consumption, lower utility bills, and increase comfort and safety in their homes. This strategic partnership focuses on providing accessible, practical solutions for homeowners looking to improve their home's energy performance. For more details, call 508-832-7703. Our next announcement from the town of Auburn, dated Thursday, May 7th. The town of Auburn extends its deepest sympathies to the Massachusetts State Police trooper, trainers, family, friends, fiancé, and all who had the honor of serving beside him. State Police Trooper Kevin Trainer was killed in the line of duty while responding to reports of a wrong-way driver on Route 1 in Lynnfield, Massachusetts. Trooper Trainer answered the call to protect others without hesitation, a true reflection of courage, service, and selflessness. We keep our thoughts with his loved ones and the Massachusetts State Police. Our next announcement from the town of Auburn, the local channel committee has two seats available. The 5-member local cable committee is appointed by the town manager to ensure that the provisions of the town's cable television contracts are implemented. The committee serves 3-year terms and acts as a liaison between cable customers and the cable company and provides feedback and acts in an advisory capacity to the director, supervisor of cable, community television, and information radio for issues that may require direct intervention of the town administration. In addition, the committee serves as a buffer between the consumer and the cable company when subscriber problems arise and represents the interest of Auburn residents in providing the best cable services possible. Once again, 2 seats available, one expiring on June 30th, 2027, the other expiring on June 30th, 2029. If you have any questions, please call 508-832-7720. Next announcement from the town of Auburn, dated Wednesday, May 6th, the 2025 annual report is here. Congratulations to Matt Lasky, who took the amazing cover photo and won the annual town report cover contest. On behalf of the town of Auburn, we would like to extend our heartfelt gratitude for our applicants' participation in the annual town report photo contest. We were truly impressed by the talent, creativity, and passion displayed through each submission. Your contribution helped to showcase the beauty, spirit, and character of our wonderful Auburn community. Each photograph captured a unique perspective, and we were excited to include these moments in our town report. It is because of individuals like you that we are able to celebrate the rich diversity of experiences and scenery that make our town special. Thank you once again for sharing your artistry with us. We love featuring your work and hope you will join us again in the future. Getting a physical copy of the annual report at the 102 Central Street, the fire department, the police department, the senior center, and library all have copies of the town's 2025 annual town report. Once again, the town of Auburn would like to remind you that the annual town election will be held at the Auburn High School from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 19th for Precincts 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Please call 508-832-7701 with any questions. The following announcements and reports are from the Auburn Mass Police Department's Facebook page. Starting with missing person, Hannah Lima, age 26, has been reported missing by her mother in Auburn, Massachusetts. Last contact with family was on August 22, 2025, via text message, stating she was traveling with an unknown friend. Since then, Hannah has had no direct contact with family and has not responded to calls, emails, or social media messages. Her phone number no longer appears to be active. Description of Hannah, she's 26 years old, 5 feet 6 inches, 190 pounds, brown hair, possible vehicle driving, gray 2014 Nissan Sentra, mass registration 5JJY18. Auburn Police Report, if you have any questions or any information about this missing person, Hannah Lemer, please contact the Auburn Police Department at 508-832-7777. Once again, Hannah Lima, missing, 508-832-7777. The following announcement is from the Auburn Youth and Family Services, dated on May 2nd. Masterman's amazing volunteers came once again this year to spruce up our landscape and gardens, and we simply could not be more grateful. They do this every year in honor of their founder, Ben Masterman, whose legacy of kindness and philanthropy live on through this gift. Thank you, Ben, for all you did, and thank you to all those who continue to keep his legacy alive through your generosity and philanthropy. The following programs and announcements are from the Auburn Senior Center in Auburn, Massachusetts. We begin with a program on Thursday, May 14th, starting at 9:15 a.m. Phobias, which one do you have? Everyone is scared of something for no reason. You see whatever it is and start to feel panic. Your breath becomes short gasp. You may have a phobia. Come learn all about them. I happen to have leopardophobia. This program will be led by Sari Bittix, president of the Auburn Historical Center. To attend, please call to register 508-832-7799. Then on Monday, May 18th, starting at 1 p.m., Drew Carey, Into the Dream. Drew picked up his first guitar in 1975 and has been playing ever since. After over two decades of playing and singing in rock bands, he started doing solo acoustic shows in 2002. Armed with over 350 songs centered in classic rock 1955 to 1989, Drew plays hits and deep cuts alike. This program, once again, Drew Carey, Into the Dream, Monday, May 18th at 1 p.m. To register, call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799. Our next program will then be Tuesday, May 19th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Auburn Senior Center. Join us for a free workshop entitled Elder Financial Abuse and Scams. This common scams and abuse scenarios will be covered, how to protect yourself, what to do if you are a victim. Please call the Auburn Senior Center to register for this program on Tuesday, May 19th, starting at 1 p.m., Elder Financial Abuse and Scams. Call the Senior Center at 508-832-7799. It's sponsored by the Central One Federal Credit Union. The next program, Wednesday, May 20th, starting at 1 p.m., learn how the Registry of Deeds and Probate Court work together for the residents of Massachusetts. Join us in a dialogue about land ownership and how probate issues can legally affect what happens to your property. We will provide introductory information and give an overview about deeds, Homestead Act, trusts, and estates. Learn how to protect your home from deed fraud with Consumer Notification Service. This program will be led by Worcester County Registry of Deeds, Catherine Toomey, and also Registry of Probate Courts, Stephanie Fatman. To register for this session on Wednesday, May 20th at 1 p.m., please call 508-832-7799. And the next program will be Thursday, May 21st, starting at 9:15 a.m., Right to Die. There are two important bills currently before our general court this year, House Bill 2505 and Senate Bill 1486. These proposals would permit assisted suicide for terminally ill individuals in Massachusetts. This discussion will give you better understanding of the scope, implications, and key considerations of this legislation. This program on Thursday, May 21st, starting at 9:15 a.m., will be led by Dr. Harvey Claremont, known as Dr. C. He'll provide a comprehensive overview and explain everything you need to know. To register for this program on May 21st, call the Auburn Senior Center at 508-832-7799. On Wednesday, May 27th at 10:30 a.m., the Retired Friends Club of Greendale presents Join Us for this one-hour musical program. The group sings Broadway hits, old favorites, hymns, and joy-filled sing-alongs. This on Wednesday, May 27th, starting at 10:30 a.m., the Retired Friends Club of Greendale. Please register at 508-832-7799. The Auburn Senior Center serves lunch daily, and on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, lunch is served at 12 noon, and on Thursdays, lunch is served at 11:45 a.m. The nutrition program is sponsored by the Elder Services of Worcester. Remember, if you would like to join us for lunch, please make your reservations 2 days in advance of the lunch. If you cannot keep your reservation, please call to cancel. The donation suggested is $3. Call 508-832-7799. Now, the menu for the next week, starting with Wednesday, May 13th, jambalaya, rice pilaf, peas and carrots. And then on Thursday, May 14th, garlic herb chicken served with cranberry stuffing, California blend, and tapioca pudding. On Friday, May 15th, beef stir fry with steamed rice, roasted broccoli, baked cinnamon pears. And then on Monday, May 18th, ranch chicken, vegetables, couscous, spinach, and fresh fruit. On Tuesday, May 19th, chicken cranberry salad, pasta salad, tomato and onion salad, and vanilla mousse. And then on Wednesday, May 20th, burgundy pork, mashed potatoes, Brussels sprouts, pear crisp. Please, once again, 2 days in advance to attend any of these lunches, please call 508-832-7799 to make your reservations for any of these lunches. Next announcement from the Auburn Senior Center. Transportation Services, the Auburn Senior Center, and the WRTA offer shared ride transportation for Auburn residents age 60 and older, individuals with disabilities all ages. The van provides home pickup and may make additional stops for other riders. To set up an account or schedule a ride, call the Worcester Regional Transit Authority, WRTA, at 508-752-9288. Once again, WRTA number 508-752-9283. The following announcement is from the Friends of the Auburn, Massachusetts Public Library. They cordially invite you to Afternoon Tea, a fundraiser on Sunday, May 17th, 2026, beginning from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Patchicoag Community Center, 203 Patchicoag Street, Auburn, Mass. The doors open at 12:30 p.m. Featured speaker, Lewis Alderton, a beekeeper. The charge, or the donation, will be $30 per person. Space is limited. Pre-register by May 15th. Email the Friends of the Auburn Public Library at the following email address, friendsofauburnplibrary@gmail.com. Once again, friendsofauburnplibrary@gmail.com. Our next announcement is from the Auburn Chamber of Commerce, dated May 6th. Join us in recognizing our 2026 scholarship recipients. Each year, the Auburn Chamber awards up to $20,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors. The annual scholarship breakfast will be held on Wednesday, May 20th, from 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the Auburn Elks Lodge. The Auburn Chamber is thrilled to welcome this year's keynote speaker, Amanda Belichick, head women's lacrosse coach from the College of Holy Cross in Worcester. Once again, that meeting will be held at an award ceremony at May 20th, 2026, starting at 7:30 till 9:30 a.m. at the Elks Auburn Mass Lodge, 754 Southbridge Street, Auburn, Massachusetts. The cost of this breakfast is $20 for chamber members and $40 for non-members. The next article is from the Auburn News, dated May 1st. Developer Loring Stone creates a neighborhood. When driving around Auburn, a person may wonder how a street got its name. Streets like Albert Street, Arnold Drive, and Francis Street sound like first names. Could these names have been real people with a connection to the area? In the area of South Street and Route 20, there seems to be a few first names for streets. This area was developed in 1950s by Loring W. Stone, a local builder who lived at 11 Paul Street. In an advertisement from September 1955, a choice development of custom-built homes was being offered in the Greenbrier area of Auburn. The area was convenient to buses, schools, stores, and churches. They were large wooded lots on approved streets. Loring's family was originally from Great Bromley, England. They immigrated to Watertown in 1635, sometime after 1745. Deacon Jonathan Stone III moved to Worcester and was one of the largest landowners of Worcester. He married Ruth Livermore of Watertown in 1747 and purchased land from Gamaliel Wallace of Boston. It was 10 acres of land and a house in Worcester near the Leicester town line and 130 acres in what was then Leicester. He was active in the town government and at the age of 50 marched in Timothy Bigelow's company as a Minuteman. Loring enlisted in the USS Navy, October of 1942, and served on the USS Baltimore from 1943 to 1945 in the Pacific Theater. After his military service was over, he and his wife, Maybelle, stayed connected to the military by being members of the Civilian Coast Guard Auxiliary, where they taught sailing and patrolled Lake Quinsigamon. He was past commander of the Flotilla 1301 of the United States Coast Guard. This allowed them to be lighthouse keepers in Boston in 1993 for 9 days. Loring was also a member of the Rhode Island Yacht Club. Loring was a fifth-generation grandson of Deacon Jonathan Stone III. He was born and raised in Auburn, graduating from Auburn High School in 1939. He graduated from Worcester Academy in 1940, then attended WPI. The 1930 tax records show Ralph and Alta Gilson Stone, Loring's parents, owning a farm at 128 Sull Street. It had 30 acres with a house, barn, and hen house, one horse, 6 cows, 2 yearlings, and 10 fowls. There was also another 130 acres listed in Sull Street with a log cabin and a shed. He married Maybelle Masterson in 1943 and had 3 children, Paula A., Barbara Diane, and Andrea M. He also had a brother, Paul, and sister Janice. In 1945, Ralph's property was listed under his heirs, Alta, and his children, with 59 and two-thirds acres on Sull Street, 2 acres on Elm Street, 33 and two-thirds acres on Cedar Street, 13 and a half acres on Sull Street and Washington Street on the south side, and the Sull Street and 26 acres on Washington Street on the north side of that street. Had a small lot on Paul Street with an unfinished house. As the years went on, more of the land on Sull Street was being redefined with new streets and neighborhoods, and Loring was the builder and designer of the homes and street layouts. Maybelle Street was in the 1953 tax records, and by 1957, there were lots of homes for sale in the South Street to Washington Street area, where you can find Loring Street, Maybelle Avenue, Barbara Avenue, Diane Avenue, Andrea Avenue, Paul Street, and across Route 20, Stone Street. It would seem that this area does have a Stone family connection. This article is part of the History of Streets Names series made possible by the Auburn Historical Society Museum at 41 South Street in Auburn. The museum is open on Tuesdays and Saturdays from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. and may be reached by calling 508-832-6856. Once again, 508-832-6856 to reach the Auburn Historical Museum. Following news, information, and announcements are for the town of Grafton. With override vote ahead, Grafton Select Board drafts letter of commitment. This from the May 4th, 2026 edition of the Community Advocate. With a $5 million override set to come before voters at both town meeting and the ballot box, the Grafton Select Board is drafting a letter of commitment in an effort to show residents it will be responsible steward of the additional funds. The town is facing a $1.4 million budget deficit in fiscal 2027, and 11.5 full-time roles in the school department are in jeopardy. During a months-long discussion process to determine how much money the town would ask for, members tossed around ideas meant to promote accountability and trust. On April 21st, Select Board member Matthew Ofton presented a draft of a letter that attempts to itemize those ideas. As of this article's publication, the letter has not been formally voted on. I think it helps put a continued focus on long-term financial stability and putting specific things on the table that we've talked about, Ofton told his colleagues on the Select Board. Added Select Board member Mark Alimo, I think the residents, the town, will appreciate the extra step we're taking here. The letter says that the $5 million will promote a legal service budget, or I'm sorry, a level service budget, calling the override a necessary step to maintain the town you expect today while we aggressively pursue a more self-reliant and affordable tomorrow. The Select Board promises to establish a financial review committee, a neutral, independent committee to study spending trends and cost drivers that will identify specific levers to increase efficiency and reduce our long-term dependence on tax increases. The board would also engage in collaborative negotiations with the school committee, superintendent, and town administrator to make every dollar count. The letter continues, this $5 million plan provides a predictable path for the next 5 years, allowing us to protect our community standards while we implement these long-term fiscal reforms. We ask for your partnership in building a stable future for Grafton. The following article is from the May 6th edition of the Grafton News. Grafton Annual Town Meeting will consider two tax increases above Proposition 2.5. The Grafton Annual Town Meeting will be held Monday, May 11th at 7 p.m. at the Grafton High School Auditorium. Among the 28 articles on the Annual Town Meeting warrant, the articles that will likely garner the most attention are those that allow the town to raise the tax rate more than 2.5% to, one, spend the money that is raised in order to support the school and municipal budgets, and second, to incur and repay debt to repair roofs on three of the town's schools. An override of $5 million over 5 years, Article 15, is meant to provide 60% of the schools and 40% for municipal budget. For the coming year's budget, that would mean borrowing $1.37 million to fund personnel for planning, conservation, building department, and engineering department, as well as expenses for recreation and the library, and $1 million for school expenses. In an information session in April, officials told voters that the failure of the override would result over the course of the 5 years in the elimination of the positions of assistant engineer, planning conservation administrative assistant, a part-time building department employee, and other possible department position eliminations at the library, DPW, senior center, police, and fire departments, as well as the closing of Silver Lake after this summer's season, and reduced hours in most town departments' public service. The failure at the schools would likely result in the elimination of 11.5 instructional staff and serious cuts to the music programs across most of Grafton schools, the elimination of the French program and reductions in the Spanish program, and at the high school, the loss of a math teacher, a guidance counselor, and the food and consumer science teacher. Class sizes would also increase. Because of the Proposition 2.5 overrides are permanent, the addition would be permanent increase of the tax rate. Voters can calculate the increase to the tax rate related to the value of their specific property by using the override calculator on the town's website. A second increase, a debt exclusion, Article 28, would be only a temporary addition and would come off the tax rate when the debt is paid off. The debt exclusion would be $4 million to replace the failing roofs at the Grafton Middle School as well as at North Street Elementary School and South Grafton Elementary School. The project for all three schools is expected to total $5.5 million, with the extra $1 million coming from Grafton Stabilization Fund and $500,000 coming from free cash. The $1.5 million reduction to the total borrowing, officials said, would help reduce the amount of interest on the borrowing. If both articles pass at town meeting, they'll still need to pass at the ballot box on Tuesday, May 19th. In other warrant articles, the town voters will be asked to approve use of $90,000 from Community Preservation Act funds for the Blackstone Greenway bike way feasibility and concept study, and $10,000 to preserve and restore 8 original 19th century Currier and Ives firehouse-themed prints. The next article from the Grafton News, dated May 4th, 2026, Grafton High School students curate interactive history exhibit. To bring Grafton history to life, Grafton High School students Lauren Peel and Zoe Kotz have curated an interactive exhibit focusing on 5 particularly interesting residents who lived in Grafton in the early 20th century. Kotz said that she started volunteering at the museum because she wanted the opportunity to learn about local town history, which they don't really study in school as much as they do state, national, and world history. Both students liked the idea of creating an exhibit that was less passive and more active for visitors. Peel explained, "I thought it was a good idea to make an exhibit that could engage younger and older people the way that a museum like the Boston Children's Museum does." Both students started volunteering for the National Honor Society hours, but stayed way beyond their hours to work on an interactive exhibit that will offer visitors a chance to interact with historical artifacts and the life histories of the 5 Grafton residents, including poet Frank O'Hara, public health nurse Edith Axtell Hayden, naturalist and Clark University geology professor Elmer Blah, inventor Harry Worcester Smith, and lawyer Adele Maroney. Kotz and Peel were given freedom to create an interactive exhibit for any of the collections at the Historical Society. They chose to focus on people who lived in Grafton. "People make the history relatable," said Peel, "more than in only a building or something like that. They decided to share history through some of the people who lived that history." Then they began collecting and researching these residents' histories, which intersected with many historical events and important time periods like industrialization, World War II, exploration of the North Pole, medical discoveries, important inventions, women's equality, and artistic developments. Exhibit visitors will get to type poetry on an old typewriter, create art with an old, very old cutouts, test their knowledge of medical discoveries and more, with a culminating personality quiz to determine which of the early 20th century Grafton residents profiled they are most like. The opening reception for the exhibit will be from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, May 19, 2026, at the Grafton Historical Museum at 71 Main Street, South Grafton. Visitors can also see the exhibit Tuesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 2 to 4 p.m., except for Memorial Day weekend. The final day will be Saturday, June 13th. Following announcements are from the Grafton Senior Center. Tech support with Grafton High School students. Need help with your phone, tablet, or laptop? The Grafton High School Computer Science Honor Society will be offering monthly drop-in tech support office hours at the Senior Center. Stop by on Tuesday, May 19th at 2:30 p.m. for one-on-one help from our very tech-savvy student volunteers. Once again, tech support with Grafton High students on Tuesday, May 19th, starting at 2:30 p.m. at the Senior Center. Also on May 19th, shopping trip. Here is a wonderful opportunity to get out and about and to do your shopping. We will be bringing the band to Walmart on Tuesday, May 19th, so please call the Senior Center to reserve a spot for the shopping trip. Call 508-839-9242 if you are interested in the shopping trip. Next will be a tour of the police station with Sergeant Spellman of the Grafton Police Department. Join us for a tour of the police station on Thursday, May 28th at 10 a.m. Please call the Senior Center to reserve a spot for this tour, 508-839-9242. Also, a couple reminders from the Grafton Senior Center, including a look ahead. Here is a look at some of the upcoming services and activities. Lunch and Learn, a walk in their shoes Wednesday, June 3rd at 11 a.m. Podiatry services are returning to the Grafton Senior Center beginning June 5th at 8:30 a.m. with Dr. Robert Grondon from Premier Foot and Ankle Center. He'll be offering podiatry appointments. Please call his office at 508-363-6868. Once again, podiatry on Wednesday, June 3rd with Dr. Robert Grondon from Premier Foot and Ankle Center. Please call his office at 508-363-6868 to register and schedule an appointment. Another announcement, Grafton Senior Center is a DTA partner outreach site. You can apply for or recertify your SNAP benefits right at the Senior Center, and it's all completely confidential. Do you need help paying for food? SNAP can help. Here's what makes SNAP special. Getting SNAP doesn't take anything away from anyone else. SNAP gives you the freedom to shop for your own food. SNAP funds are issued to a card and can be used discreetly at most places where groceries are sold. Please contact the Senior Center at 508-839-9242 with any questions or to schedule an appointment regarding the SNAP benefits. Are you in need of one-on-one free legal counseling? Attorney Carolyn Spring visits our center to provide private one-on-one legal consultations at no charge. appointments are required. Please call the office to schedule. Our sincere thanks to Attorney Spring for her generosity and continued support. The number to call at the Senior Center to schedule an appointment with this attorney is 508-839-9242. To have a one-on-one legal consultation with Attorney Carolyn Spring. The next announcement from the Grafton Senior Center, congregate lunch meals through Elder Nutrition. The congregate meals will be served to you at your table at 11:45 a.m. Congregate meals must be eaten at your table inside the Grafton Senior Center and are not to be taken outside. You must make your reservations by noon at least 2 days in advance of the actual meal you'd like to participate in, weekend days not included. Call 508-839-9242. Don't miss out on your favorite lunch meal. Call the Grafton Senior Center and make a reservation, 508-839-9242. The following news, information, and announcements are for the towns of Sutton and Millbury. We begin with news from the Millbury Sutton Chronicle. Lawton of Millbury presents research findings during third annual Social Justice Research Symposium dated April 30th. Brianna Lawton of Millbury presented their research, Breaking Away from One-Size-Fits-All Teaching, during Regis College's third annual Social Justice Research Symposium on April 16th. Lawton is an education major. Co-sponsored by the Writing Program and the Center for Student Engagement, the symposium features student research panels, poster presentations, art, music displays, and performances, and thesis slams from students across the university's undergraduate and graduate programs. More than 200 students participated in the event, highlighting Regis's mission to cultivate students as change agents in their communities and to encourage them to serve and lead as advocates for a more just and compassionate global society. This is the third annual symposium bringing together the research and voices of students, faculty, and staff at Regis to explore unsolved issues in our local and larger communities, said Associate Professor of Writing Program and Symposium Coordinator Jennifer Krusinger, Ph.D., at a time when AI plays an ever more dynamic and unpredictable role in many of the professions and our society. This event underscores the power of our mission at Regis and our unique emphasis on the human role in identifying a need, taking responsibility, and developing solutions in a socially just way. Following announcements are from the Millbury Senior Center. Senior Center Transportation, call 508-752-9283, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., Fridays, 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Services provided free of charge. Call 508-752-9283. Transportation is by advance reservation only. Early scheduling is strongly encouraged. Need a ride to a doctor's appointment outside the Worcester Regional Transit Authority's area? We've got you covered. The Senior Center offers transportation for medical appointments beyond the WRTA service area using our accessible van. Rides must be scheduled at least 72 hours in advance, so be sure to call early to reserve your spot. This is a curb-to-curb service, 35-mile maximum. To schedule a ride or learn more about this service, please contact the Millbury Senior Center at 508-865-9154. The following message is from the Millbury Senior Center Director, Laurie Keith, in the May newsletter, a note, and a smile. I'm not saying winter tried to take us out this year, but it definitely put up a fight. That said, it finally feels like we're turning the corner, and I don't think any of us are mad about it. With warmer days ahead, we're gearing up for a busy and fun season here at the Senior Center. May is that sweet spot where everything starts coming back to life, and we're ready for it. A big thanks to Nick Lazzaro for sponsoring our upcoming Mother's Day coffee and pastries in the garden. It's a great way to celebrate, connect, and hopefully enjoy some sunshine without a winter coat. And while we're not quite there yet, we're already looking ahead to summer. Be sure to mark your calendars for our summer kickoff party on June 18th. We're excited to have burgers and hot dogs on the grill, live entertainment, and a great afternoon plan for everyone. A special thank you to Ron and Denise Marlborough for sponsoring this event. We appreciate your continued support making these programs possible. We've got a lot more in the works, and this is just the beginning. So dust off the sunglasses, get back into the routine, and come see what's happening at the Millbury Senior Center. You won't want to miss it. Here's to warmer weather, good company, and finally being able to leave the house without negotiating with the thermostat. Warmly, Lori Keefe, Millbury Senior Center Director. The following item is from the Millbury Police Department's Facebook page, dated May 8th. We've received several calls today about a black bear roaming around town. One of our officers was able to safely snap this photo of the bear on Pineland Avenue. We are aware of the bear's presence, and at this time, it is not causing any issues. As a reminder, please do not approach the bear. Keep pets secured and supervised. Give it plenty of space if you happen to see it. If the bear appears to be aggressive, injured, or poses an immediate danger to people, please call the Millbury Police Department right away, 911. Otherwise, the bear will likely move along on its own. We appreciate everyone's cooperation and concern. Is from the Ace Waters Mansion's Facebook page, dated May 8th. Our farmers market returns for the 2026 season. Join us on the grounds of the Ace Waters Mansion the third Thursday of each month from June through October at 3 to 7 p.m. Shop local vendors, enjoy seasonal offerings, and spend the afternoon supporting small businesses in a historic setting. Vendor applications are still available online for those interested in joining this year's lineup. These monthly events are brought to you by the Friends of the Ace Waters Mansion with the generous support from the Millbury Federal Credit Union. The following announcement is from the Town of Sutton's Facebook page, dated May 9th. The Select Board officially signed both the Spring Town Meeting Warrant and the Town Election Warrant. This is the result of a lengthy process filled with late-night meetings, discussions, and comprises to reach this point. Please save these two important dates. May 11th, that's Monday, May 11th at 7 p.m., Springtown Meeting, and on May 26th, that's Tuesday, May 26th, 2026, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., is the town elections of the town of Sutton. The following announcements and information is from the Sutton Senior Center newsletter for May 2026. Dear members and friends, this is a note from the director. I am honored and excited to introduce myself as the new director of the Sutton Senior Center. It is truly a privilege to join such a vibrant and welcoming community. I look forward to getting to know each of you and working together to continue making the center a place of connection, support, and enjoyment. As we welcome the month of May, we also embrace the beauty of spring, a season of renewal, growth, and fresh beginnings. It's a wonderful time to try something new, reconnect with friends, and take part in the many programs and activities we have planned. From social gatherings and fitness classes to educational workshops and special events, there is something for everyone to enjoy. In the coming weeks, I hope to meet many of you in person, hear your ideas, and learn what makes this center special to you. Your input is incredibly valuable, and I encourage you to share your thoughts and suggestions as we continue to grow and improve together. Thank you for the welcome I have already received. I am truly excited by the journey ahead. Wishing you a joyful and vibrant May. Warm regards, Janine Crawford, the new Sutton Senior Center Director. On Wednesday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at the Senior Center, the Worcester County Sheriff's Office will be presenting a program entitled Scams and Drone Demonstration, presented by the Worcester County Sheriff's Office. Following are some of the Sutton Senior Center-based services, including Carl Bradshaw, the Veterans Agent, Wednesday, May 20th, by appointment. Bereavement Group, on Thursday, May 28th, at noon, Center Dining Room. Haircut with Reader, Friday, May 15th, by appointment. $13 sign-up sheet at the front desk of the Senior Center. A blood pressure clinic on Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m. Food pantry, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 p.m. Call and order a minimum of 24 hours in advance. Any questions about additional services, fuel assistance, SNAP, assisted living, ask Outreach Director Tim Annis. You can reach the Senior Center, the Sutton Senior Center, by calling 508-234-0703 for more details about these Senior Center-based services. The following announcement is from the Sutton Public Library. Sutton Public Library Lobby Pickup Homebound Delivery. The Sutton Public Library offers lobby pickup and homebound services of books and other library materials to residents who are unable to visit the library in person. Sutton residents of any age who are confined to their homes temporarily or permanently are eligible for these services. Library materials, including books, audiobooks, DVDs, CDs and magazines, will be delivered to the patron's residence by library staff or volunteers. Scheduling delivery is at the mutual convenience of the staff or volunteers and the patron, generally once a week. Register by contacting the library at 508-865-8752. You can also print an application for homebound delivery from the Sutton Public Library website. This community news program is a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network. If you'd like a hard copy of our program schedule, either in large print or braille, please call 508-797-1117. Archived editions of this program are available on our website, audiojournal.org, or go to the Audio Journal app on your iPhone, iPad, or Android device. I'm Arnie Wenske. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great programming from Audio Journal.
Hello once again, Audio Journal listeners. Here's your weather forecast for Monday, May 11th, 2026. For today, we have mostly cloudy skies with some showers likely this afternoon, highs near 63 degrees. For tonight, an early evening shower, otherwise becoming mostly cloudy after midnight, low around 44 degrees. The outlook for Tuesday is called for mostly sunny skies, warmer, highs near 72 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms late. Lows will be near 54 degrees. And the outlook for Wednesday is called for mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs Wednesday in the mid-60s. That is your latest weather forecast for today, Monday, May 11th, 2026. This has been Bill Ruggiero saying have a good and happy day, everybody, and please stay tuned for more programming coming up next on Audio Journal. Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye.
This is Bird Note. May is the prime month across much of North America to celebrate the return of migratory birds from the tropics. Orioles, tanagers, buntings, cuckoos, and many more wing northward. But of all those coming back, it's the warblers that many eagerly await. Like the oven bird, whose song we're hearing now. The warblers stand out as our most fabulous array of avian jewels. Like true gems, most are miniatures, around 5 inches long. And of the more than 50 species that brighten our spring, many gleam like precious stones. These birds dazzle us, from the glinting ornaments of the golden-winged warbler to the sky blue of the cerulean warbler. Nesting from southern wetlands to Arctic willows, species of warblers fill many niches, from fly-catching from the tallest trees to dwelling on the ground. And some of the warblers' names are unforgettable. The painted redstart. The prothonotary warbler, perhaps the brightest gem of all. And the worm-eating warbler. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein. This episode is brought to you by Wild Delight Bird Food, which aims to support wild bird populations with clean, nutritious ingredients in every blend. Available at Chewy.com.